Welcome to Doom Scroll. I am Lisa Curry.
And I'm Matt Sheffield. And today we are joined by Flux Associate Editor Lance Aksumit. Welcome to the show again. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, great to see you. So in the least surprising news of the week, Trump's hush money trial has started and he keeps dozing off in court now for the fourth time. And Omarosa, everyone's favorite weirdo from years ago, has said that this has been a thing of his for quite some time.
Yeah. And actually, we have the video for it. I'm going to roll it here so everybody can see what she was talking about. Because she worked for Trump. But anyway, here it is.
Sit through long ceremonies with Donald Trump. I've had to sit next to him during long church services or different policy events. And Donald Trump cannot focus, nor can he sit still for very long. In fact, we used to build our events specifically to address his attention deficit. We would break up the event so that he could be stimulated and not fall asleep. We would slide him different information or news articles that he could read while these long proceedings were going on, anything to keep him focused so that he wouldn't just get up and walk out.
Yeah.
I like to think it's not an attention thing. It's a power play. And he's trying to like upstage like God. He's like, yeah, church. No, this is supposed to be about me. I'm going to get up and walk out.
He's like, boring.
Boring.
I mean, the idea of them like maybe rolling him out in a playpen with just like blocks and those like noisemaker things that you put above kids, those mobiles.
That is pretty much how she described it there. Yeah. Like a guy who has the attention span of a toddler was the president of the United States. And
he wants to be again.
Yeah, secret president, you know?
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, like, yeah, whenever people interview those Trump supporters at rallies and some of them say that, like, I wish they would ask them, okay, so if Trump is currently the president, then he's not allowed to run for president for a third term, right? So you're not going to vote for him.
Listen, Matt, stop throwing logic into this. It's like sticking a fucking stick in a bicycle spokes. You're ruining everything.
And it wouldn't matter because if he was president right now, they still would vote for him for a third term. They would vote to change the Constitution or whatever they needed to change to allow that to happen. So,
yeah.
You mean they're going to next year? I can't wait.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, like, this trial, I was telling Lance before we recorded that I actually think in some ways this trial is the best trial for Trump before the election, because like so much of his appeal, because so much of his appeal to a lot of his sort of casual voter is this, it's a total lie based on this idea that he's this powerful sexual god and who's a genius. And this trial is showing you literally everything about that is not true, that he has to pay people to have sex with him. They don't like it. And he's just wrapped in insecurities his whole life and coddled and babied. And he's just a petulant imbecile. And this trial will show that.
The problem is it's never going to show his followers, because if anything, Fox News, if they show any images from the courtroom, it'll be an AI image of him dragging the cross on his back as he goes to the stand.
Look, I'm not talking about the hardcore followers, but more like the sort of the meatheads who look at Joe Rogan and are like, oh, yeah, Donald Trump's cool. I'm going to vote for him. Like, I'm just going to play a clip from him. This is what I'm talking about. So he has somebody whose job it is to find flattering news articles about him and print them out, because he's a boomer. I can't read them on his, on his phone or on a catalog.
And highlight buzzwords.
Too small of hands.
Yes, draw illustrations.
Yes, and this is not us exaggerating for comedic effect. This is actually true. And he showed everybody what this was outside the courtroom. I think it was on Friday here, and it's just so pathetic. Or sorry, Thursday.
One that says it's a good job. It's political. This is the Wall Street Journal editorial, and it's a shame. It's a shame. And I'm sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
He's complaining that it's cold. Like, You can't demystify someone more than whining about the air conditioning.
He looks a little less orange there. He's getting closer to human skin tone.
Okay. Well, that's only because of the fluorescent lighting, Lisa. Come on. All right, I'm going to push play again.
And all for this, and this is your result. Look at that. Each one of them is a story.
And so it's literally, his secretary printed out National Review articles and Wall Street Journal articles and Fox News articles. And he's like, see, this is what people, they don't, everyone thinks this trial is unfair to me. Look at this. They're so mean to me. And he just goes, he reads the headlines and it's so pathetic. And he can't even see it. Like, that's what I love about it.
Yeah, it's like,
and Fox is showing this. They are showing this.
Like, I don't know. It's so strange to me that he is portrayed as this manly man, because like, there's so many interviews with him where he's like just gushing over like meeting Liberace and like watching different like different plays. Like he's a debutante. Like he is the most like it's amazing. He's essentially just an old lady who's obsessed with going to musicals, and and somehow he's been portrayed as a manly man. Yep.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. It is incredible. Although there is one little thing that perhaps is different from him and the little old ladies, and that is that there's several people were reporting via anonymous sources on Friday that while he was sleeping in the court, Donald Trump was also farting.
I don't know how many old ladies, Matt, but that is right in line.
Fair. And
that is
I think there's a less than zero chance he wasn't farting. First of all, isn't he no shame to shade to people that have medical situations or the elderly or whatever, but isn't this guy in a diaper all the time? Wasn't that sorted out a long time ago?
Like the worst food imaginable, he's constantly eating hamburgers and full of grease, like the exact sort of things that would make you do that. Like nobody put their name on it and said, yeah, I heard him do it. So like there's some slight doubt about it, but like you can totally see him doing it.
I think it's a power play. We're making him sit in there. He's going to make
that is a power play
with him in his own stink. You know, I got to give it to him there. He is a showman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a snowman.
I guess. Yeah. But no, it's just like, this is what I'm saying. Like it is a demystification of everything that he built himself up to be, and it's just incredible. So I have, and then wait until Stormy Daniels gets on the stand, and because the prosecution is going to try to talk as much as they can about the one pitiful sexual encounter that they had together, and she was like, yeah, I didn't want to do it, but I was like, well, I shouldn't have come up here to this guy's room, so I guess I got what I deserved. I'm gonna get what I deserve, which is really awful. But totally credible. Like, who, like, Lisa, are there any, gonna go ahead.
She's a hot woman. I feel like he should be like, yeah, we absolutely had sex. Please look at what I can bring in.
Well, yeah, I think he's on the edge of doing that, but then he's going to, didn't he lie under some sort of oath that he didn't or whatever, some sort of legal binding agreement that he's saying that he didn't, so he can't admit to it in public, at least, I think. I think that his lawyers are the only thing keeping him from doing that.
Again, another demystification, because as far as I can tell, the only people who are out there being like, yeah, I want women who are out there saying, yeah, I want to have sex with Donald Trump. It's like 70-year-old obese women who are into it. Like, I'm curious. Have you known any woman out there who has ever said to you, yeah, he's kind of hot in some way? Like,
Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, I've never heard that, but I also live in Los Angeles and I don't hang out in dive bars in Kentucky.
And truck stops.
He does have all of his teeth. And so that's a lot of appeal for a good swath of people in the country.
When I was in high school, I did have a good friend who thought George Bush was very attractive.
I'm sorry, so, excuse me?
Yes. So if that was possible, there's someone for him.
So there's like, that feels like a high schooler being attracted to him feels like reverse pedophilia.
Yeah. No, it was bad news. It was something about the ears, creepy. She said.
Yeah. Oh, no. For real. We need a where are they now for her, just for citizens.
I'll send this to her.
Well, in other Republican farting news, the Freedom Caucus, it's one of those stories you just can't believe is real, but it is real, this one. The Freedom Caucus is very angry that they lost on the recent foreign aid bill that passed last week, and they launched a committee to guard against people like Mike Johnson and other Republicans trying to remove them from various committees. And they called it the Floor Action Response Team, which they never looked up the acronym. It's FART. It's FART. They call the committee FART. Like, this is Nickelodeon level villainy.
It's pretty excellent. And I got it. Props go to whoever. Olivia Beavers, the lady who wrote the political article that you sent us. Language she used. There's a lot of really good, like, subtle fart jokes throughout that whole thing, and I got to appreciate it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you could tell she was enjoying writing that article. But it is incredible because the right wing Republicans had bottled up the Ukraine aid that people had been asking for months since they got control of it, and then Mike Johnson apparently saw some security briefings and they told him, look, if you let Putin win in Ukraine, that's going to really fuck up the world. And incredibly, he actually believed it. Like, I'm shocked that he did. But anyway, like, he broke down the bill that the Senate had passed so everybody could vote on which countries they wanted to help, which that's another great idea. Like, if somebody didn't want to vote for Israel and somebody didn't want to vote for Ukraine and they did want to vote for Taiwan, they could. Like, imagine that, not shoving everything into one giant bill and letting people vote how they wanted to. It's amazing.
I mean, but then speaking of shoving things into bills, they also, in that same bill, they're also voting to ban TikTok in that same bill. They just jam that right into the
well, that was another foreign aid bill. Yeah, which is incredibly stupid. Like, and it is an example of how no one in, you know, elected politics fucking pays attention to stuff. Because if you don't like TikTok sending people's data to, you know, various countries or doing whatever they want to it, how about not letting Google do that or not letting any of these other companies do that?
Meta.
Like, there are data broker companies who literally buy your credit card information and sift through it and sell that information. Like, why the hell is that legal? It shouldn't be legal. But instead,
we're going to obsess about the Chinese.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's clear because, like, Mike Gallagher, one of the authors of the bill, like, he very clearly states, like, it's not about data at all to him. It's essentially he was all upset that a bunch of people were reading things about the Israel-Hamas conflict and were like, you know what? This doesn't sound like Israel's a good guy here. And he mentions Taiwan. He mentions that, remember back when a bunch of people got a hold of bin Laden's letter to America and were like, actually, he made a few good points. And like, he's like, this is anti-American. It's like, but these things, they're not lies. They're just non-curated media that he doesn't like. Like, that's really what it is. Google, Facebook, all these guys have all come into agreements with the government to maintain specific narratives, and they can't control TikTok the way they want to. And that's what Mike Gallagher, the author of it, says. So it's like, it's just a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, it's absolutely a bunch of nonsense. It's also like they tried to make some argument. The latest one was they're like, these foreign companies can influence our elections. And I'm like, what? But Facebook did. And we know it. Yep. There's proof.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. So if you're American. Well, I don't know. And then, minus that part and a few other things, it was overall Every single Democrat voted for it when they all stuck it all together. And most of the Republicans voted against it. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene has been trying to kick out Mike Johnson, and she got picked up two more co-sponsors for her motion to vacate the chair. This crazy guy, David Massey from Kentucky, and then the racist lizard man, Paul Gosar. So she's got three, and it's just so absurd. Like these, I'm glad they're doing this in a presidential election year, I have to say. That's the one good thing about it.
I think if they're trying to get rid of Mike Johnson, they should probably do it because he uses that weird, do you guys remember from a few months ago, the covenant eyes that he uses an accountability partner for his porn watching, and his accountability partner is his son. So I think disgusting. That's why you need to get rid of Mike Johnson. If there's a reason, absolutely. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, the Republicans in the House, like they are reliving like this evil, stupid, idiotic version of Groundhog Day. They keep going through the same moronic bullshit every few months. They just keep doing it and they can't stop. And like, I'm glad at least that they keep doing it so often that your average apolitical person who doesn't pay attention to the news, like it, when it keeps happening over and over again, eventually some of them will be like, what? Wait, what? What the hell? What is this? Like, so I'm glad, like, this is, in some ways, it's like a Republican anti-propaganda against themselves. It's what this is. People can actually see what they want, which is just nihilism.
Yeah, they keep doing the same stuff over and over again, but better each time. So, like, at least more entertaining. I'm assuming, does Marjorie Taylor Greene, does she still have Milo Yiannopoulos? Who gives a fuck? What's his last name? Yiannopoulos? Is he still interning for her?
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Whoa, I didn't know that he was interning for her.
I think he's not anymore.
Oh, man. I was going to say, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's trying to get with Mike Johnson, and there's just, like, if he's too public, it can't happen. I don't know.
Yeah, I miss when he got sucker punched. Wasn't that him? That was him, right?
That was Richard
on
Spencer.
Camera. Richard Spencer. Oh, okay, well, sorry.
You're confusing your Nazis
name to me.
Yeah,
something I frequently do. There's just so many of them; it's hard to keep track.
And they all have the same haircut. but yeah, so. I guess in campaign news, the Trump campaign, they actually have bled MAGA dry. I'm really starting to believe that. Like, because Donald Trump has been running for president for 9 years, continuously, basically. Like, so he has taken so much money from his supporters, and they're like, the money's starting to dry up for him. Like, people actually are getting sick of this guy, like, and it's great to see, but like, he's so desperate for money now that he is demanding that any Republican who wants to use his name or picture in their ads, they have to give him a cut of all of their money that they get, not just the money that they get from the ad. They have to give him a cut of every money, all the money that they get for their
entire. I mean, that's not a bad pitch.
Yeah, at least we'd stop seeing Trump so much, I hope, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Either that or they'd be like, yes, 5%. My king.
5% of their money he wants to take.
5% is that's much less than I would have thought he was demanding. I was thinking like 25%.
He does value himself very highly.
Yeah.
he's working up to that. But no, like nothing like this has ever been done in politics.
Although, Matt, I don't think I can quite be as hopeful as you, because like most of these people who are giving continuous money to Trump have been conditioned since childhood to tithe. So I think they're ready. This isn't anything new for them.
Well, actually, no, I think you may be right there that actually might be his next.
Yeah, church tithes.
Because he's God's servant. So giving him money, technically tithing.
Yeah. And the government shall not respect an establishment of religion does not mean a separation of church and state. Haven't you read your constitution?
true. Yeah, actually, to be honest, like I actually think you may be right. Like that's coming. I think I
read 100%.
Oh man. Friend of the show, Elon Musk, his company Tesla is recalling thousands of Cybertrucks. Yeah, exactly. It's recalling thousands of Cybertrucks due to a gas pedal problem. which is alarming that they didn't recall them for just being fucking hideous monstrosities first.
Or even a truck. Yeah. Like, I feel like to be a truck, don't you need to have like a truck bed? I don't know. I'm not an expert, but
I did see some video where they showed the quote unquote truck bed and they're like, it can fit 4 oranges or whatever it is. Like, it's so tiny. I'm like, I can fit more in the backseat of my Kia Forte.
Yeah, basically. Well, and so actually when Corey Forrester was on the show, he talked about the issue that they had, which is that the gas pedal gets stuck. And so it accelerates at 100% floor acceleration, and you can't do anything about it unless you like manually grab under there and pull it, yank it out. Because there's this, they put an extra little plastic thing on the pedal because they thought it looked nice or something like that. I don't know what the fuck it was. Like, why would you do that? The more control Elon Musk has over his companies, the worse they do. Like, that's the bottom line, that Twitter is the company that he has the most control of, Tesla second most, and then the company he has nothing to do with, basically SpaceX, actually gets stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, everyone thinks he's a genius engineer, and that's I can't abide.
It's because Americans can't handle accents. We can't place his accent, so we're like, he's got to be brilliant.
that's so true. I mean, I'm even susceptible to that sometimes. Like, you hear, I'm going to London again.
Hey, really, that's Lisa? Just a brag. You didn't say.
Not that one.
I'm not sure what that one was, but I'm a little afraid.
That was really strange. Like, when I'm in London, when I hear little kids talk, I'm like, God, what is this kid getting a MacArthur grant or something? And it's just like a 6-year-old ordering a croissant.
Until they drop a bruv, and you're like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. Isn't it bruv? And you're like, oh, fuck, well.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. Well, speaking of geniuses, Tucker Carlson.
Two beautiful geniuses.
That's right. Yeah, a beautiful mind. Tucker Carlson was on the Joe Rogan show, and he said that he thinks that evolution is not real. And this is just incredible. I'm going to roll the clip here. It's so fucking idiotic.
There's no evidence at all that, none, zero, that, you know, people, you know, evolve seamlessly from a single cell amoeba. No, there's not. There's not. There's no chain in the fossil record of that at all. And that's why you don't actually hear people, you hear them make reference to evolution, because the theory of adaptation is clearly, obviously true. But Darwin's theories, totally, that's why it's still a theory almost 200 years later, you know. We've not found that at all. And I can't even guess. I mean, I have my own theories on it, but they're not proven.
What are your theories?
God created people distinctly and animals.
Science!
And that's like, I think, what every person on Earth thought until the mid-19th century, actually.
Right. But
it's not a new idea.
Whoa,
look at that.
They didn't have a general understanding that we have today, like, of the process.
Do you think we understand more now?
Yes.
Really?
You don't think that we understand more today?
We understand way less. We understand so little that...
Also, people thought a lot of things. I mean, as evidenced by the witch trials and flat earthers, and there's a lot of things people used to think that they no longer, because education and science grows exponentially. I just the people that claim that God created all living beings, I want to know,
and planets,
like. And planets, and yeah, every, and pencils, all of it, the internet. What do they picture that process looking like? Like, actually physically looking like? Is it a man in a chair and he waves a wand and things appear? Like, what? And does he then, by extension, has also invented the complex parts of the ecosystem, and he invented cells and atoms and just everything, all of it. What does that process look like? Is it a workshop or what?
It's magic poofing is what it is.
It's a relief from thought. It's a makes life a lot easier when you don't have to actually try and sort all this stuff out, and you've got a magic wand or somebody who has that magic wand to create and fix everything. It's like, I don't have to think about this. I already know. God did it.
Yeah. And this is like, Tucker Carlson is one of the, he brands himself as one of the smart guys on the Republican right. And this is the shit that he believes. And like, sometimes when I'll say on Twitter,
does make him one of the smarter ones.
It's a very low bar.
Wildest thing he believes. These people believe Trump is a conduit of Jesus or whatever.
Well, no, and that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes on Twitter, when I'll be like, all of this is really going back to that 30 to 40% of Americans think evolution is not true. Mm. Like, I'll say that sometimes and people are like, no way. That's not, you're just exaggerating that. And like, so I am glad that Tucker Carlson was like, no, we are this fucking stupid. And we are this fucking militantly stupid. Like, that's really what people have to understand is like, you don't have to like whatever, you don't have to like the Democrats. You can think they suck. But the reality is the other guys are run by people who think evolution is not real. Like, they need to fucking go away. Like, you have to defeat them, and then you sort out all the other shit. Like, you go after the Democrats all you want. Like, fuck them, whatever. But you got to get rid of these people first, and they have to be stopped. Like, this that's just the bottom line.
I like to imagine also that he doesn't believe in evolution because he still has a tail.
I believe that.
No, yeah. like he's not a smart person, but I'm not sure if he might be smart enough just to know those numbers, like you're talking about, Matt. Like, he knows that large of a percentage of the American populace does not believe in evolution, so his whole gimmick is being a populist in some form. And so he's like, I'm going to speak to these people. These are now the people I'm picking up on, because out of that other 60%, he could probably only get 5, right? So like, he can talk to all of that 40%. He's like, these are going to be my people. So he's either dumb and actually does not believe in evolution, or he's dumb, doesn't believe in evolution, or just doesn't care to know. He's like, I don't really care, but I know these people. These people don't believe it, so I'm gonna say this.
Yeah, I feel like that's Jordan Peterson's gimmick. Like, he has said that he's an atheist and doesn't believe in religion at all, and yet, like, all of his shtick now is about the Bible is true, even though it isn't, because metaphorically and historically,
in our hearts, it's true.
We have to assume that it's true, because it's the foundation of our society, and it's like, what the fuck.
No,
but it's a grift. Like, it is a grift for some of these people, for sure. I agree with you. But no, like, and I will say just one more thing that he said there that I thought was particularly dumb is, which is, and I heard this all the time when I was in Mormonism, like, they would say the theory of evolution is not true because it's a theory. And it's like, you did not pay attention in ninth grade biology, did you? To what that means. And that science, a scientific theory is not, that's not what it means. And maybe that scientist's fault for not coming up with a better word. They should have said that.
Well, I think they're conflating theory and hypothesis.
Which we did.
Yeah, that is forgetting the other words. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. And like, it is all of the stuff that people who don't believe in evolution, like, that they think is true, it's all based on their own ignorance. All of their arguments are, I don't know about this thing, so therefore it's not true. That's what they are saying. It is insane. But it is sadly an indictment of the education system in so many states that they let people get away with this shit when there's no oversight of homeschooling or private Christian school or private religious schooling. They should make children pass fucking tests to get their degree, no matter what school they're going to. But, you know,
yeah, because then they go out into the wild and procreate and go into Congress.
Exactly.
Science is
all right. Well, there is, for our last story, Heineken is releasing a flip phone for everybody, but it's a limited release, and they're calling it the boring phone. And so it's not a smartphone. And it is literally just has texting and phone calls, and it has Snake. You can play Snake.
All right. I can be on that.
Everybody back. And basically the tagline is, smartphones are too interesting for social life. They distract us from what's in front of us, our friends.
And our beers.
Well, that's of course what it really is. But you know what though? Like, I will say it is definitely the case that I've been to a ton of parties and there are so many people there that they don't have anything to say. They don't want to say anything. They don't want to listen. So they're just sitting there and scrolling through Facebook. And that's what they do the entire time. So, yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm sympathetic to Heineken to some degree here. It's a publicity stunt, but it's one I think I can get behind.
Yeah. And it's also the same company is making the phone with the Barbie branding. And this is probably a good time, Matt, for us to announce that we are releasing our own phone. And it's just a rotary phone and you get it on eBay and just plug it into your wall and think of us when you use it.
It comes pre-programmed with bikini pics of yours truly. Yes, exactly. Get yours.
Yeah. Hey, we haven't seen what this Barbie phone is going to look like. So it will be kind of, but apparently it's real. It's not going to be a toy, allegedly, but. And I don't know why they're, you know, it's going to come out in the summer. So like what, like a year after the original, after the Barbie film. So a little late for the, maybe, but who knows? But like, it definitely is the case that people need to just have a fucking conversation once in a while with the people in your life. Like they're right there. You can talk to them.
People are hard. People, science, all that stuff is hard.
People, I mean, what can we even agree on anymore? Just stay in your little hole.
Yeah. Well, although if you should follow everybody from this show on your social media.
Yeah, you're going to be absolutely mindlessly and you can talk scrolling to me. Through. I won't be speaking back, media. But you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, so Lance, for people who do want to keep up with your stuff, what's your advice for them?
Yeah, you can find me over shilling the vax shedding warrior essentials. No, I will be. I'm on Twitter, or I guess the website formerly known as Twitter, Aximate Lance, and you can check out my website or just Google me.
Yeah, and please find me on Instagram at Olympian Lisa Curry. I'm in London next week, so you won't see me there. I don't think I've. I don't know how many followers we have over there. I don't have any shows locked in London either. I'm just doing this festival in Wales. This is way too long of an explanation. Anyway, I'll be in Vegas at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the end of May, the 28th through June 2nd. So you can see me there. That's inside the MGM. But follow me on Instagram at Olympian Lisa Curry, and you'll see all those details.
Yep. And you can also make sure to follow at Doom Scroll Show on all the places that you are at. And that's it for this episode. So we'll see you later.
Thank you. Bye.